The readings of Friday of the fourth week of the Holy 50, may its blessings be with us all. Amen. The Vesper Psalm and Gospel. A Psalm of David. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Mark. Immediately got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. Then the Pharisees came out and began to dispute with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven, testing him. But he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly, I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation." And he left them, and getting into the boat again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they did not have more than one loaf with them in the boat. Then he charged them, saying, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Glory be to God forever. Amen."
The Matin Psalm and Gospel. A Psalm of David. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Mark. And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow, he himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The Pauline Epistle to the Romans. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith, and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle, from the first epistle of our teacher St. John. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, and it is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world shall pass away and all its desires, but he who does the will of God shall abide forever. Amen.
The Acts of our Fathers the Apostles. Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen."
A Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know, and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Glory be to God forever. Amen.